This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On a Thursday morning, I'm chatting to Professor Dion Foster out from Vrije Universiteit out there in Amsterdam. Prof. Dion, back in the Netherlands, are you, after gallivanting last week? Good morning.
Hey, Brad. It is so beautiful in Amsterdam today. We are heading almost into the sort of height of summer. And today is a particularly spectacular day. I'm heading out to Utrecht in a couple of moments. I have a student who's doing a defense there and looking forward to the day.
Listen to you. How many of us in Cape Town, where it's so dreary, can go into the day with the same amount of passion and energy? Prof. Dion would have been sounding happy, even if it was snowing, I can tell you. It's all about the attitude, right?
Brad, let's revisit that again in the middle of November.
Okay.
When I haven't seen sun for weeks.
Yeah, in February, when you're like, when will this ever end?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Dion, you said something really powerful in the message that you sent me. You said, in a world of social media where we have to, well, there are expectations on us to show what? I don't know. Our happy family, our wonderful marriage, even when things might not be looking good, our incredible children who might be struggling with other issues. And nobody ever really knows what's going on behind the scenes because they see something and that's not necessarily what's actually the truth. But we want people just to see the good. But then in the rest of our lives, how are we actually doing? When nobody's looking and it isn't splashed on the socials, how well are we doing? I think this is a really big challenge.
Absolutely, Brad. So I've mentioned this before, you know, the sort of way in which the world in which I live, certainly the sort of academic world functions, has changed over the years. You know, when I first started out 30 years ago, you know, you were judged by your publications and what you produced. But it seems nowadays that that's just the fodder for your social media profile. And I have a sense that for many of us, our lives have become that. You know, we no longer travel for the adventure. We travel for, you know, the Instagram photo shoot. We no longer, you know, just visit friends for the joy of being with them. We think, listen, when can we get just that perfect shot of us sitting around the braai or shouting for the Springboks? Now, Brad, let me say, I realize that, you know, in some senses, there's tremendous blessing in that. And particularly, you know, for Megan and Liam and I, living on the other side of the world with everyone that we love, you know, in South Africa, that's a blessing. You know, we stay in contact and it is a blessing. But I was struck this week reading Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. And I just want to share this with our listeners. This verse has really struck with me. You know, every now and then something happens and I can really feel the Lord speaking to me. Listen to this one. So Jeremiah writes, "Let the one who boasts boast about this, that they understand and know me." So this is the prophet speaking in the voice of God. So let the one who boasts boast that they understand and know God, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness and justice in all the earth, for these are the things in which I delight. So, you know, Brad, I was thinking about it. You know, there's nothing wrong, I think, with us sharing our lives with others. But this passage really challenged me this week to ask the question, what does God delight in? And if I know what God delights in, then what should I truly value and center in my life? And what should others, when they think about me and see me, think about? And of course, Jeremiah gives us the answer there. God delights in the knowledge that we have of God, so the closeness that we have of God. It's interesting, the word know, which is used in Hebrew, is a much more all-encompassing word. It has to do with closeness and intimacy. You know, to know someone whom you love, sometimes even in the Hebrew terms, a husband and a wife would know each other. So it has this sense of a much deeper thing than just the intellect. And what does God want us to know about him? Well, that God cares about these three things: kindness, justice, and righteousness. And, you know, Brad, as I think about the world in which we live, and particularly the sort of social media framed world, so much of how we live is polarized, you know, and polarizing. You know, I see people writing the most offensive, horrific things online. People living in ways which express not justice or kindness or mercy, but a kind of selfishness, a kind of unrighteousness, that gets pushed to the fore, that it has to do with what we own, what we achieve. So perhaps this week, certainly this has been living within me, we should take a moment just to reflect on, what the story of our life represents. I'll share just this one last little thing. Many, many years ago, I had the privilege of attending a halftime workshop. So halftime was started by a Christian businessman who's since gone to be with the Lord, a guy called Bob Buford. And he wrote this beautiful little book called Success to Significance. And one of the things they taught us to do, which I've been doing ever since, is that sometime in the year, maybe at the beginning of the year, you write your eulogy. Now, that can be a little depressing, but part of what Bob Buford was saying is, if you had to think about the end of your life, and there you are at your funeral, where people are saying all the nice things that they should have said about you when you were alive, what would you like them to say about you? And he said, think about those most important people. Think about God. What would you want God to say about Dion at the end of his life? What would I want Megan and Liam and Courtney to say? What would I want my neighbors amongst whom I live to say? My colleagues at work? And once you know what that is, once you know that you want people to say, here was someone who was kind, who lived with justice, who was righteous, who had integrity, then you begin to shape your life from that point onwards.
Wow. I've got that book lying on my desk. Somebody gifted it to me and I've not read it, but now I've ever been a bit of a push to go and read the book, Brad. Half time, go and read it this, today. I'm really drawn by what you're saying here. We are so often concerned about how we are portrayed, and we have to put our best foot forward because we want people to look at us now in the social media space. But I guess this is true in life too, Dion. They want to see the best of us. Nobody wants to see you crying. No one wants to see, post a picture of you weeping because you're feeling sad or upset, you know? So it doesn't feel real in some ways. And so we end up judging people. And I think perhaps we've missing out on the opportunity to just be with people, to really serve people and to show kindness and to be able to exercise justice and righteousness on the earth. Maybe we should step out from behind that side of the camera and get to this side and get our hands dirty a little bit. Perhaps that's what the world needs more of, and it starts with me.
Absolutely. And of course, Brad, those people that we are placed amongst every day, I have a feeling, if we really take the fact seriously that we are missionaries sent into our daily lives under the mission of God. Lord, what is, that word missio Dei literally means the work of God. Missio means work. So, Lord, you're placing me somewhere in a family, in a community, amongst colleagues. What can I do today in order so that you may be known? And your kindness, your justice, and your righteousness may be experienced.
We love that. And it lines up with word for today, the devotional we shared early this morning that says, get alone with God. In order to grow spiritually and to get alone with God, we have to have anticipation, reverence, alertness, and willingness. And that sews in beautifully to what Dion has shared this morning as well. Dion, we love hanging out with you. Off you go and enjoy your lovely summery day. We're just going to be wet and bedraggled here on the side.
The promise of summer is coming, bro.
Hey, thanks. I needed that. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, and till next week.
Thanks, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.